Hey guys, so welcome to tonight's call. I'm really excited to be talking to you again on a regular basis. And tonight we are starting with something very exciting and something that I consider the catalyst that really kind of set my business in motion. And that's really, really what I want to drive home with you guys tonight and on a consistent basis throughout the next months as well. So your paycheck, and I'm telling you right now, can increase by 234% on average by this time next year. Does that not sound appealing to you? Because it does to me. And that happens by hitting Success Club. No huge numbers, just by hitting Success Club. And that's the average number that Beachbody has given us as a result of the top leaders in the business and the people that have hit Success Club consistently for 12 months in a row. So that's really something that I'd love for you to wrap your head around. It's just a fact that the people that are hitting Success Club in this business are not only receiving prizes and recognition, all that great stuff and going on trips, but they're also significantly growing and improving their business every single day. It's really the measure of which you are growing your business and improving your business and adding people to your business and to your challenge group every single day. It's incredible that you do have that measure to gauge yourself on. So what I want to erase right now is the name Success Club. It should really be called the Changing Lives Club. And I don't say that jokingly. I'm actually being very serious because I've said this before. Your paycheck will always be a direct reflection of the amount of lives that you can change. And tonight I want to talk to you about the 20 steps that I've broken down on how to hit Success Club 20. And you might go, okay, breaks, what? Success Club 20 sounds insane. And you know what? It did to me too whenever I first started. But I'm telling you, I'm hitting Success Club 20 halfway through the month now. And that's just a result of me constantly upping my game and really setting this habit in motion for myself. So I want to give you my top 20 tips to hitting Success Club 20 halfway through the month. And you more than timesing your income by 234%. That's insane to me. And you can do that and surpass that because I've seen it happen to numerous people. So let's get started. I hope you have your seatbelts on and I really hope that you are taking notes and you're ready to go. We're going to blast through this as fast as I possibly can. So feel free to pause me whenever you need to and take notes and re-listen to this again and again. It's going to help you so much in your business. So step one, know your Success Club goal. Go into the month knowing inside out what number you want to hit, when you want to hit it, and how you're going to hit it. I personally always lead with challenge packs. It's just a no-brainer to me that a challenge pack is a better option. The customer or the new coach gets everything that they possibly need to succeed. They really do. I don't have to worry about their nutrition because I know that they're getting a daily dose of dense nutrition every single day. That tastes good, as a matter of fact, at an absolutely amazing price. It's bundled. They get some bonus goodies in there. It's shipped to them for free. If you're in Canada, it's a little bit of shipping, but really it's minimal compared to just getting a program and it coming out to about the same price or just getting Shakeology and only having that. You really get the best of both worlds at the best price. It's just a no-brainer. So lead with that. I also have to stress how important it is to know your customer as well as knowing your products. It's not end-all be-all to sell the challenge packs that are on sale. Don't lead with the challenge packs that are on sale. That doesn't mean as much to somebody as what maybe their goals do. So that's why I always say that it's so important to talk to people about their goals before you lead with your shop link or the sales or anything that's gimmicky in that sense. It's so important that the customer or the prospective coach feels how important they are to you and how important their goals are to you. So it's really crucial that in your communication with people, you really break down what they want out of this, and you should be able to best suit them with the challenge pack that they need to succeed. And there's so many different options. And if you ever need help with an opinion, I would definitely suggest that you reach out to me and just ask me my opinion. We can definitely communicate about that. Or if I could suggest an incredible training, if you go into the Summit training on YouTube from Beachbody or just find it on the podcast, there is a customer to product training hosted by Jimmy Hayes Nelson and Mindy Lawhorn. It is absolutely miraculous, and I am happy to post the link below this call in our team group so that you can find it. But it's really a clear assessment of how a coach should know the entire product catalog, and maybe a T25 that just so happens to be on sale is not the best option for a customer, and maybe Chalene Extreme is. So it's really important that you break that down for your prospects and explain to them what the best options are for them, and don't give them 15 different options. I always give two that are different prices, but still help them achieve their goals. So say somebody really wants to achieve muscle mass. A great example of that would be to encourage them to start Body Beast or Chalene Extreme. Both are different prices, both have different goals associated with them and a very different tone. So you can explain that, but you do offer options, but not an overwhelming amount of options. So figure out what they want to accomplish and lead with that, rather than lead with a number or a success club point or a sale. You really want to put the person first. So that's step one. Step two, get over your fears and just go for it. Success Club is where it's at, guys. And I'm not just saying this, I know it firsthand. It started my business. I made a decision in the first month that I started working my business. So I went about a month and a half without doing very much in my business. And I think that's normal. And I think a lot of people go through that. So if you've gone a couple of months or even a year, it doesn't matter. There's so many coaches out there that are now in the Millionaires Club that went 2 years without working their business. And they figured it out. And you know how they figured it out? They made it a goal to hit just Success Club 5 every single month. So it's really where it's at. And I don't just say that to say that. It's so true. It's, like I said, the measure of your progress in your business. So it needs to be a non-negotiable. You need to stay focused on Success Club right up until the end of the month at midnight and make it a no matter what goal. That should be something that's so ingrained in your brain, a no matter what goal. You need to stop feeling bad that you're talking to people about these programs. You're not talking to people about a lipstick or a cream or a pill or an empty box of tricks. You are sharing an incredible product that can change someone's life. And I quickly got over my fears when I wasn't sure if I should ask my sister to join my challenge group. I was terrified. And I don't know if it's because I was closer to her and I knew her and I was scared she was going to judge me or even be insulted that I was asking. And she said, not right now at the beginning. And quite frankly, she turned me down. And 3 months later, she called me completely in tears, broken down, saying, I want your help. And she did T25 and drank Shakeology and lost 40 pounds and looks absolutely phenomenal. And I, honest to God, believe that she could be in a very different place, if not even here today, because of that. She was headed down a very dangerous road. And I thank God every day that I asked her, that I got over my fear and I asked her. So that's really what I remember when I'm talking to people. What if I don't ask them? I'm doing them a disservice. I have this secret weapon that I drink every single day and that I press play with every single day, and it's changed my life. So why wouldn't it change theirs? It's incredible. So don't hold back and never ever feel bad. Step three, create hype. Get people excited about your challenge group or your coaching team. Let people know what you're doing. You can't just post about it once on social media. Have an amazing title and a theme. Be as unique as possible. Get excited about it. Get other people excited about it and make people want to sign up with you. Let them know that this is going to be something fun. And not using the name Beachbody or Challenge Group or 21 Day Fix or Shakeology. You can brand it however you want. This is completely your business and you can be as creative as you want. And just like in a real business, you should be building a campaign around your challenge group and around products that you know are going to be launching. So when there's a product like a 21 Day Fix, build a campaign around that. Build hype. Just like you would see a commercial throughout the week. It doesn't always play at the same time once a week. It plays throughout the week at different times so that it reaches different people and in different methods. People on average, I think, need to see something 9 or 10 times, it's probably more now, in different ways before it resonates with them. So keep that in mind. When you're getting crickets on your challenge group post, it's not because you're doing something wrong. It's because you need to continuously talk about it. And there's something to be said about consistency in your posts and showing people that you are sticking with this no matter what. And you constantly want to be adding value to your challenge groups. You want to show people that it's valuable and that it's amazing. And if they start this, this could be the thing that changes their life forever. And you want to make it exciting. You don't just want to make it a stark Beachbody stock image and bless their hearts for sharing them with us. But guys, for the love of God, do not use them, please. They're not going to help you. They're just going to make you come off like some sort of a commercial for Walmart or I don't know what, but just don't use them. Have your picture in them, and we're going to talk about that, but really, you've got to be unique and you've got to brand it and make it you. Step four, offer incentives. If you offer let's say a $25 gift card for everybody that signs up with your challenge group for, let's say, Victoria's Secret to buy themselves a hot pair of booty shorts whenever they're done. Isn't that amazing? That's exciting for people. You could also offer something free that it won't cost you anything to give them, but it will add value to them and to their journey. You could offer them a free clean eating guide or a free meal plan or a grocery list or I keep using Victoria's Secret, but I love them. One of those Mean Girls tanks that are so cute that I offer all the time in my giveaways, but those are amazing and so well priced. You could get a Victoria's Secret water bottle to everybody that joins your challenge group and just include that as part of an incentive of starting the challenge group by a certain date. Step five, make a list of everybody that you've ever spoken to that was a strong prospect. And it doesn't have to just be about retail in this business, and nor should it be. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Success Club used to mean that you had to have at least two of those Success Club points had to be from a new coach getting started. That's no longer a rule, but you know what? I think it should be a rule for us. I really do, because growing your team is a huge part of this, and inviting people to be on this journey with you can change their lives quite significantly, if I can say so myself, because not only are they working on their health and fitness, they're building a business for themselves and their families and their future that could change their lives forever. And you're offering that to them. So really, it shouldn't be taken lightly to want to build your team. And I think that that's the thing that I'm most passionate about, because to me, it's two birds with one stone. I can help somebody in their health and fitness journey because I know that they will join my challenge group as a part of being a part of our team. And I know that they're going to be a product of the product. So make that a goal of yours for this month and for the next month and the month after that. And what you want to do with that list is anybody that you've ever spoken to that was even remotely interested or you had a conversation with about this, follow up with them. Check your spam folders. Check your other folder. Do you know about the other folder on Facebook? It is a little devil, but you might have some messages waiting for you in there. And the first time I saw it, I had about 40 missed messages and it was pretty awful. But you need to be checking those folders. You need to go all out for this. And a simple, hi, how are you? How have you been doing? It's been a while since we talked. And I know the last time we spoke, you really wanted to get started with coaching. And I would love to continue that conversation if it's something that you're still interested in. And you can discuss it with them. And it doesn't have to be this crazy long message that you send to them. It can just be a quick hello, because they know who you are and they know what you were last talking about. And they probably know what you're following up about. And you know what? I always look at it this way. When I get people following up with me because I've gotten distracted with something else and forgot to reply to their emails, I'm never annoyed or insulted. And I think that that's, as coaches, what we think, that when we follow up, people are gonna be like, oh my gosh, her again. It's not like that. You're really reminding them people have such distracted lives, especially nowadays with cell phones and social media. We are like goldfish. It's incredible. We are like, ooh, squirrel. It's just crazy. We completely forget. I do that all the time. I get sidetracked and I forget what I was doing. So I'm sure that there are a few prospects that you've talked to that have done the same thing. And don't take it offensively if you want to reply to them or follow up with them or do a mass follow-up. They're not going to be offended by that. So don't be shy and go for it. So if you want to continue that conversation with somebody, do a mass follow-up. And Andre and I do these. We have weekend power sessions where we just go for a few hours and follow up with everybody that we've ever talked to. And you know what? Those are the months that I hit crazy Success Club numbers, because the conversation has already been started. And really, you just want that person to follow through. And that's done in a follow-up email. The fortune is in the follow-up, guys. So go check your Facebook messages, go check your emails, go check your past posts, and really get going and make that list and stick to it. Step six, I hope you guys are really taking notes, and I know I'm talking fast, so hopefully you're gonna re-listen to this or pause me, because I really do want to fit it in 30 minutes or less. So step six, call in some favors. And I think everybody might think that they're above this or that the successful coaches don't do this. Guys, I did this like crazy when I first started. I would be at, let's say, Success Club 4, and it was like 3 days until the end of the month, and I wanted to shoot for 10. That's what I wanted to hit. So I would call my mom, and I remember I did this when I was going Emerald. I said, Mom, you know I started a new business. She goes, yeah, I really would like to support you. Do you need help with it? Or like, what do you need me to do? And I was like, well, I know that you like Pilates. She used to do those god-awful Windsor Pilates. And I was like, well, what if you do like a Shalene program that's kind of similar? And she's like, okay. So I got her to get a challenge pack. And you know what? It's cool. She wasn't interested in the shakes. And that's another thing. I hear this a lot of times, my family isn't supportive. They don't want to drink Shakeology. Guys, my parents, my own blood parents, have never drank Shakeology. My in-laws do, which is great, but my own parents don't. They support me in other ways. So what I said is, Mom, can you get a challenge pack? And I'll take the packets from you and I'll use them as giveaways or samples or gifts to my coaches. It was just an investment that I was willing to do for my business, and she wanted to support me in that. And in the interim of doing that, I asked her to sign up with a coach account because it was free with a challenge pack. So I went Emerald doing that, and then of course I signed up my amazing husband, and the rest is history. So guys, you gotta call in your favors. I talked to my godparents, I talked to my grandmother, I talked to my little brother. I forced him, he drinks about 3 Pepsis a day, and I forced him to get T25. I didn't force him, but he loves it now. And slowly but surely, I'm helping him and changing his life. So don't you want the people around you that you love to be healthier and happier anyways? So calling in favors really isn't the end of the world. I called in so many favors, but in the long run, it really did help these people. I remember I asked my in-laws if they could support my business, and they ended up being huge fans of the Ultimate Reset, and it completely changed their lives. So remember that when you're calling in favors and even just following up with that long list of prospects, get over your fears. Step 7, create a Facebook event. This is a great tip that I heard from one of the top coaches, Brandy Boss. She creates Facebook events. It's actually very easy to create a Facebook event. You just go onto your Facebook, and on the left side, you can click a little plus button. It says create event, and you can invite your entire Facebook friends list to this event, and you can title it and make it really exciting. Make sure that you title it and create it and finish it up first so that the lights are on to the party before you invite everyone, so that it's exciting and the music is on and they're going. And I know that that's just a metaphor, but it's very important to realize that you want it to be fun and engaging before the people arrive. So title it, theme it, just like we were talking about. Create hype around this event. And anybody that is interested during the event, when you talk about your challenge group, and it can be in the theme of a free clean eating challenge in this event, or just talking about the challenge group, and anybody that seems interested, you have their contact information right away. All you have to do is send them a quick private message. You don't have to worry about them having the emails getting lost in their spam folder or anything like that. You have them right on Facebook, and that is a great way to communicate with people. So an example would be to title it a 30-day summer sizzling bod challenge, anything you want. And make a theme of it, set goals together and invite everybody. And the great thing is that they're all going to get a notification on their Facebook when they sign on that they've been added to the group, and they're going to see it basically. You're guaranteed that they're going to see it, because the thing with Facebook, and I don't know if you know about Facebook affinity, but people on your Facebook fan page or just your friends list only about 16% of your list sees what you're posting. So it's not that you suck and you're getting crickets, it's just your Facebook affinity is low, and you need to engage with people and have conversations with people and have people kind of create that snowball effect and start liking your posts, and more people will see your stuff. So this is just a quick kind of workaround trick to get people to see what you're doing. So we are at step 8, and I hope that you're being able to, I think that you guys should be able to follow this so far, but we're at step 8 for the people that are getting lost. Add a sense of urgency. Urgency and scarcity is huge. It's just one of those emotions that we feel and kind of makes us want to buy. And that can be so powerful. It really gives people that extra little incentive to want to join your challenge group or join your team. If you do a last call post 10 to 5 days before the end of the month and let people know that there's only a few spots left in your challenge group, and you can even say how many spots there are left. Let's say 3 to 5 is usually a good number. and you want to help people make that decision as to whether or not they should join, that sense of scarcity and that sense of urgency can help so much. And posting something as simple as last call, there's 3 spots left. Leave your email in the comments below and I will be sure to send you all the details on my upcoming Bikini Body Bootcamp. And tonight or tomorrow, what I would love for you guys to do, because we are getting close to the end of the month, is send a private message to family and friends and do not put your link right in the first message. Don't ever do that. That's something that you really want to avoid. You want to get talking to people first and at least go through a few conversations and get to know them. But do let them know that the sale of T25 and TurboFire is ending and that your that your challenge group is closing until next month and that you thought of them and you wanted to invite them. So step 9, ask for referrals. This is such a powerful way to grow your following and your challenge groups and your team. People that have said yes to your challenge groups are already in it and already believe in it if you've been posting consistently and basically doing your job as a good coach. So they are having a great time. So why not at the end of the 30 days, post something inviting them to ask their friends to join and do this with them. And you know what? You can even ask that person, say somebody gets 3 friends, you should let them know that maybe they'd make an amazing coach and they can keep the commission off of signing up their 3 friends. These are all ways of asking for referrals that can greatly grow your team at the end of the month and help you hit Success Club quite quickly. And just a quick tip, if you're putting this out there and you can also invite the challengers that you already have in your challenge group to start up again. And sometimes a perfect example of this is somebody that's done a 21-day fix extreme and wants to, or 21-day fix and wants to move on to a 21-day fix extreme. Well, quick tip, I learned, if you want to get the second Success Club point from that, or the second round of Success Club points from another challenge pack and somebody starting up again, have them do you a favor and you can explain to them that there's a point system as a coach and if they could just order it with their husband's email or just create a quick email using Gmail and it'll take them like 2 minutes and order it with a fresh email. So that way you get an extra 2 Success Club points. I've definitely done that with my friends and the people that I'm close with that order, that want more than one challenge pack. So it's a very simple way to explain and it's really not a big deal, but a quick tip for you to rack in those extra points last minute. The other thing that you can do is ask people that have said yes to your challenge group in the past if they have any suggestions of people that they think would be perfect for this or love this. But on the opposite side of things, you can ask people that have said no, not right now. And you can just say, that's awesome. I totally understand. And I can come back to you a later time and whenever you're ready. But if you don't mind me asking, do you have any friends in mind that you think would absolutely love this and truly benefit from it? Because I'd be happy to reach out to them and invite them to the next challenge group. Is that not such a good idea? And I've totally done that and it definitely works. So step 10, we're moving on. Create a freemium. I was talking to the leaders on the team on a live call about this, and it's a total Chalene Johnson training idea, and I've done it, and it's actually quite successful. And a freemium just means a free platform that people can sign up to and gain information and add value to their day and to their lives. And this can be anything that you're good at. It can literally be anything from a free clean eating challenge that's 7 days or 5 days long, a free makeup tutorial, a free meal prep guide, a 5 days of working out from home, or 5 days to building your online brand with social media, and invite people to these challenges. Have them sign up as a customer for free with you, so it costs them absolutely nothing, but that way you have their contact information and the guarantee that if they ever do buy something, they'll already be signed up with you as their coach. So that's the only thing that you require. And at the end of the 5, 3, 7 days, whatever you choose to do, you can invite people to join your challenge group, your upcoming clean eating challenge group that is hosted with the 21 day fix, or invite them to join your team and become a coach. So it really can kind of funnel into an opportunity for you to build Success Club points, build contacts, and really get the momentum going for your business. Step 11, get in the club early. Hit Success Club by the middle of the month. This is a rule that I started making for myself, and I made it a point to hit Success Club 10 by the 15th of the month, and now I've upped my game. But It's a great little rule to make for yourself, because when everybody else is scrambling and scraping together at the last minute of the month, you will be working your business and growing yourself rather than trying to recuperate for the next 2 weeks into the next month, and then having to do it all over again and scrape together at the end of the month. So doing it early and really hitting your goals early in the month is the way to go. Step 12, get yourself a success partner. Hold yourself accountable, set goals together at the beginning of the month, meet up once a week for the entire month or more, and hold the meeting in person or via Zoom, or you can call them or text them, and hold each other accountable and make sure that you hit those goals together. Step 13, you can host a group challenge group. So you can do this with your success partner. You can host it as an entire team. You can host it with your upline coach and make it fun and exciting. And that way you have a ton of people in on it, and you can guys can set goals together for how many people you want to be in your challenge group and how many success club points you guys want and which program you're going to focus on and what the theme will be. It can be so fun. And what you can do is also create a list of everybody that's going to post once a day and how many times they're going to post and what the themes are going to be daily. And it can really be a business changing activity that you can totally get juiced about. I've done that, and it was one of the funnest things I've ever done in my business. So we are at number 14. I think this is a really important one that I would love for a lot of people to definitely take note of. You need to make your challenge groups and coaching about you. When you're marketing yourself and you are striving to hit Success Club, the way that you're going to do that is making it about you. And I don't mean that selfishly. I mean that by branding yourself. You need to be posting before and after pictures. And a lot of coaches start out and panic because they don't have before and after pictures. That's okay. But strive for some. That is so important. That's why you need to be a product of the product, because you're constantly working with a Beachbody program to improve yourself. And even if they're not perfect, you're still showing progress. And that is incredible. And that inspires people. And it makes it real. And it makes them want to sign up with you. So there are a ton of Beachbody coaches out there. And there are a ton of workout programs out there. Everybody has the same tools to succeed. But what makes people want to sign up with you is just your brand and what you offer and what makes you unique and how you inspire them. So don't do the salesy pictures and the stock Beachbody sales pictures or the T25 this month's challenge pack on sale. Those do not inspire people, relate to people. If you want to post a challenge post, I strongly suggest that you always include at least one picture of yourself in the call to action post. And it's so important when you're branding yourself. You can have a coach start in your group and they know you. That is why they'll sign up, because they know you and they care about your story and they relate to that. So that's really what's going to set you apart from everybody else. So really strive to make it about you. Step 15, market yourself and reinvest in your business, and you can run ads just like you would in a real business, because that's exactly what this is. And you know what? You can run Facebook ads. You can do a shout out on Instagram. You can pin your blog post. You can run an ad with Google ads. You can boost your video on YouTube that's talking about your challenge group. There's so many different ways to get your stuff seen by more people. And you just have to invest a little bit back into your business. That can be as little as $5. Step 16, a personal touch. So if you personally message everyone individually, and that's on your list that we talked about, having that list, and you're not copy and pasting something, and yes, I do understand that this could take more time, but it's truly how you connect with people on that personal level. And you know what? At the same time, it's also going to make you so much more passionate about your business, because you're going to have so many connections with these challengers and coaches, and you're going to know their story and strive to find out their goals and help them want to achieve their goals. So the other thing that you can do when you're personally messaging people, especially towards the end of the month, is offer a personal incentive. If you know that that person was on the fence about signing up, you can offer them a gift basket for signing up by the end of the month, so that you at the same time hit Success Club and they have their stuff for when your challenge group does start. So you can let them know that. That's a great way to do it. And as I said, yes, it does take more time, but in the long run, so worth it. Step 17, Do not reinvent the wheel. Success leaves clues. Look at challenge posts that you've seen other successful coaches do. Some examples: Brandi Botts, Mindy Wender, Janelle Summers, Melanie Mitchell are all great examples of coaches that totally rock their social media. And on different platforms, some have great blogs, some have great websites, some kill it on Facebook, and some kill it on Instagram. And what they really all do well is they're so consistent with their posts that when they do post a call to action post or an inviting post to their challenge group or to join their team, it doesn't come off as random. So what I would love for you to do is not reinvent the wheel. Just use them as inspiration. You can use me as an inspiration. And I'm currently hosting a bikini body boot camp next month, and I'm going to rebrand that into the Beach Bum Boot Camp so that I keep things interesting. And I'm happy to share an example of a post with you guys. So this is what I say in my post. It's nothing very long and very complicated, but it does hit home. So I tell them, it's time to get bikini ready. 30 days to a spring break bod. I want to let you in on my own little personal fitness secret. This is how I do it. I don't work out for hours a day. I don't crash diet. I don't count calories. I don't really ever restrict myself. And I don't worry about if what I'm doing will work. It just does, and I want to teach you how. Here's the lowdown on what you can expect from my bikini body boot camp: 30-minute workouts, a full meal plan with a proven portion control system, no starvation, balance, gratitude, positivity, and personal improvements. Leave your email below or visit my website, or even shoot me an email for all the details, and let's get spring strong together. That's it. Call to action at the end. The call to action is probably the most important part. And allowing people to leave their email below really ensures that you can get a hold of them. And it makes it simple for them in the moment to leave that email. And you can follow up with them from there. That you can also send them to your website, where you can have a blog post ready with a form that you can create on Google Forms, or 123contactform.com is how I do it. And that way they can share their goals with you. And if they do have a coach already, or if they have a Beachbody program already, and you can get a little bit of information that way. Step 18, don't forget about the coaches. Inviting people to your team is an incredible way to hit Success Club. And like I said, you're really killing two birds with one stone. You're helping somebody on their health and fitness journey and completely helping them transform their lives, as well as build a significant income for themselves and build a business from home. That's incredible. So that is a great way to hit Success Club. And it's a huge part of how I grew my business. And getting a coach started with a challenge pack should be the only option. I see such stronger success rates in coaches that start with a challenge pack because they're a product of the product. It's so much easier for them to believe in Beachbody and believe in themselves and be able to share that with other people when they start with a challenge pack. So just like when you're talking to challengers, always lead with a challenge pack. It just makes more sense for them. Step 19, reward yourself. So if you do hit Success Club 5 or 10 every single month this year, your pay can be absolutely astronomical 1 year from today. And I hope that you realize that. But not only that, you'll earn a fully paid trip with the other top coaches of Beachbody and get to party for 5 days on a cruise ship. That's absolutely incredible and fully paid for, no less. So the other thing you get, obviously, is every month there's always prizes and incentives that Beachbody hosts that are absolutely amazing that are sent to you for free. There's team cup months. There's so many rewards for hitting Success Club. But also, I encourage you to go out to dinner, celebrate yourself. If you have, let's say, 5 or 10 months in Success Club, really reward yourself. Take a day at the spa and take the time to recognize that you are hitting a goal that not every other coach and everyone else in Beachbody is hitting. The other thing that I really want to hit home with you is that if you're a new coach or you have new coaches, Success Starters is hitting for the first 3 months in your business, the first full 3 months as a coach. If you hit Success Club, you earn a call with Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, who is one inspirational guy and will motivate the heck out of you. But furthermore, you earn a free ticket to Summit that's worth over $250. That's incredible. And if for no other reason to hit Success Club in your first 3 months, you'll gain momentum in your business like nobody's business. And that's why this incentive is put in place. And it's a huge incentive, but it can be the defining factor in your business. So the last step, and I think the most important step, step 20, Hit it once and never look back. Becoming a Success Club 10 All-Star is really how a lot of top coaches that you see got to where they are today. That's how they got to the Millionaires Club. They created momentum for themselves and they never wanted to break that cycle. And that's what happened with me. I hit Success Club 10 a couple months in a row and I never wanted to drop that. And you can say that it's gimmicky and it's you're tricking yourself, but really, what better way to grow your business than with a point system and for you to be able to measure it? So every single month, up your game, strive for Success Club 5 and pump it up to Success Club 10 and strive to be a Success Club 10 All-Star. That means that you've been in Success Club 10 for 12 consecutive months. Being a Success Club 10 All-Star legend means that you've been in Success Club 10 for 24 months. So if you take the time to go into the back office and look at the names that are on those lists, you'll probably recognize a lot of them as top coaches, Christine Dwyer being one of them, Lindsay Matway, Melanie Mitro, Miguel Carrasco, Wayne Wyatt. They're all top coaches. And I'm very proud to say that in 4 months, I will be a Success Club 10 All-Star legend with 24 straight months in Success Club 10, which is crazy to me. And it's what has led to the most incredible momentum in my business and the growth of my business. So I want to encourage you guys to strive for that. So shoot for Success Club 5. That's where it all starts and that's where it's at. And get yourself part of the Cool Kids Club, which, as we said, is the Changing Lives Club. And I think you guys need to focus on that and really understand that your paycheck can increase by 234% by next year. And it all starts with the amount of lives that you change. So I hope you guys have an amazing night. And I really hope that this was helpful. And I truly encourage you to re-listen to this call a few times and pause me because I do realize how quickly I spoke. But if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. And again, I hope you guys have a great night.